You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on a Monday. That pumps me up every hour. Like that whole Josh Allen, Mahomes montage there. Of course, I have an affinity for the Bills. That was my favorite team of the five that I played for. I think most of you know by now, I did get a chance to play in the NFL for 7 years. Now I got a bunch of media gigs, including filling in for Dan, I don't know, a couple times a year. Used to be a lot more when Dan would take more time off, but Dan's in most of the time now. And this is the first time I was nervous in a while because you guys all had me in my head about not moving stuff around, but I have to have my own computer in front of me. Want to give a shout out to everybody watching live on Peacock, including my in-laws, mother-in-law, father-in-law watching. Evidently, my mother-in-law, Rachel, sent me a picture. The subtitles are right over my face. The subtitle, so she can't see my face right now because this is where the subtitles are right now for people watching on Peacock. Appreciate the support. Fox Sports Radio, all the affiliates. Love those of you that check it out on podcast later and hit me up on social at Ross Tucker NFL. Please, 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 if you ever miss me, check out any of my shows, Ross Tucker Football Podcast or the betting podcast, Even Money. Up three units again this weekend. There is a game tonight. Evidently, Fritzy will be watching. We'll all be watching because it's an NFL game and it's on TV. There's a game Sunday night. The Steelers head to Miami to battle Tyreek Hill and the Dolphins Sunday, 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. That is an interesting one. Do you think there's anybody that doesn't watch that game because they don't want to see Tua get hurt again? Tua's going to be out there. I went to dinner with a couple. I heard from my wife. I don't know that people want to see Tua Tagovailoa out there playing football again.
My guess is they weren't watching that game anyway. And it's just a hot topic that's crossing over to non-sports fans or casual sports fans. Like, it was on the Today Show. That's not sports fans.
Yeah, you're right. They probably weren't going to watch it anyway.
Right.
They just saw the highlights. They just saw the highlights, but they just saw the fencing posture on the ground. We're going to have Rick Neuheisel, by the way, in like a minute. Rick is standing by because I can't get enough of this Tennessee-Alabama game. I can't get enough of college football. That Utah win over USC was amazing. I am not sure there's a more passionate group of fans than college football fans. It just, as passionate as people are about like the Yankees who play the Guardians tonight or NFL teams, it just feels like college football, for whatever reason, it's a bigger part of their identity. I don't know, maybe that is because it's college kids too. So that literally it is part of their identity because they attend school there. Marvin?
Yeah, and I think that when you live somewhere and you're in that area, like say you're in Tennessee or you're in Alabama where there's not a pro football team and that becomes your team and you went to school there and then you leave, look, people have such great attachments to their colleges or even the teams they root for. Like, look, I hate Eric Devendorf, another random guy, because he went to Syracuse.
Who's your squad?
I like UConn.
You know, that was my favorite team growing up.
Why?
You know why?
Not football.
Guess. See if you can guess. UConn basketball in the 90s.
Oh, Danielle Marshall?
Yes! Danielle Marshall. I could get him on the show sometime. I could do Fritzy's job and get Danielle on the show sometime. Danielle's from my hometown of Reading. So when he went to UConn, I got the UConn starter jacket, the hoodie starter jacket, and I was all in. I mean, to this day, my high school girlfriend wonders why I never called her. I was like, well, Monday was Big Monday. Tuesday was SEC Big East Tuesday. When did you want me to call you?
Right. Go on.
I mean, there was college basketball. You'll
find other girlfriends.
Every night. Yeah, I mean, I'll talk to you Friday. Yes.
Yes, high school girlfriend, back off. Ray Allen's playing Allen Iverson tonight. Relax. It's Monday. UConn, Georgetown. Relax, all right?
Darone Sheffer. I remember Darone Sheffer.
Good pull.
That's a good pull.
Yeah. Danielle was awesome, man. Ralph Garr. Awesome. I absolutely love college football. Love that Tennessee-Alabama game. I'm really curious. We have Rick joining us, the college football analyst. He was in studio all game for that Alabama-Tennessee game on Saturday, where they even like showed the aftermath like 30 minutes after the game. But I'm curious, Rick, like, what did you say on the pregame show? What did you think was going to happen?
I actually took Alabama in the pregame. I just said, you know, this is Nick Saban. He is going to have challenged his defense, given, you know, the exploits of this Tennessee offense all season long. They and Ohio State are at the top of the rankings in every offensive category. And I thought that defense was good enough to be able to corral Hendon Hooker and company. And it just didn't turn out that way. And I think it's also important for everybody to remember that was Bryce Young at his best. Don't say he was hurt. He played brilliantly. Those were two NFL quarterbacks going back and forth, throwing salvos at each other in that ball game. Hendon Hooker and Bryce Young will both play on Sundays and play well on Sundays. It was just a great day for college football. And the long-starving fans on Rocky Top, they might still be there, Ross. They might still be up there on Rocky Top. I don't know they're still on top. It might be more Rocky Bottom right now, but they're still fervently celebrating that game.
You know, it's so funny, Rick, watching that at the end of the game. I'm very happy with my life and how it turned out, and I like that I played football and went to the Ivy League or whatever, but I would love to do life again. Just give me one more shot just to be a fraternity guy at one of these Power 5 schools in Knoxville.
One little hit off one of those stills, right?
Just let me have one day where I could just tailgate before the game, enjoy everything.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unbelievable. It was awesome. So I'm curious about Alabama, though. Didn't Saban say last year was a rebuilding year? Because I'm watching them think, okay, they have Will Anderson back. He should have been the number one pick last year. They have Bryce Young back. He won the Heisman last year. They have transfers like Jahmyr Gibbs. I guess I'm a little surprised that Alabama is as vulnerable as they appear to be this year.
Well, they're kind of self-inflicted wounds. Remember in the Texas game, they had 15 penalties almost cost themselves a game there. Bryce Young put him on their on his back, literally, as that corner went over his back and got him into field goal range to get that win 20-19. This game, they have 17 penalties. They continually do it. One of them was a little bit of a phantom call. That pass interference on 4th and 6, I went back and watched the film. You can't see the official call it. I mean, he calls it when the guy's Kool-Aid McKinstry is about 20 yards down the field, because I'm watching for both those, the side judge and the back judge, and neither one's reaching for a flag until he's out of the screen. I mean, it was a late, late call. But and then at the end, you know, Nick Saban, I think, is one of the great tacticians in all of college football. Not only does he recruit the best talent, but he manages games extremely well. You have to run the ball at the end of that
game. Yes!
You have to run the ball and not only try to get a few more yards for your kicker, you have to make Tennessee use their timeouts.
Right.
Without those timeouts, Tennessee can't get themselves back into field goal range. They had 15 seconds as it ended up because of 3 incomplete passes, and they had timeouts, 2 of them to be exact. If you use running games, those are gone. And did you see the Kansas City Chiefs do it again?
Yes.
The Kansas City Chiefs at the end of the first half, 16 seconds, went right down the field. So a little bit of a mishap right there for Saban and company.
Correct. I mean, between the penalties and the clock management at the end, very uncharacteristic of Alabama. As we talk with Rick Neuheisel, does an awesome job as the CBS Sports college football analyst. Gets to call some games as well. He's always in the studio. Here's my question about Tennessee, Rick. Are they back? Because you know how there's programs that are down, and then they'll have a big game, and people will be like, oh, Texas, you know, Texas went to the Sugar Bowl with Sam Ellinger. They did this. How do we know if what Tennessee's doing means they're going to be a top 10 blue blood program again for years, or it's like a 1-year Hendon Hooker boost, so to speak?
It will all be reliant on the success of their quarterback in the Josh Heupel system. Heupel spreads people way out. It's kind of like what Art Briles used to do. It's a high school thing, right? When you don't have a good enough offensive line, and by the way, Tennessee's offensive line was heroic in terms of corralling a pass rush that was really non-existent on this particular Saturday. But when you spread people out, you basically can pick your poison as to how you're going to play them. If they go out and spread with us, we have a running game inside, including with that, the quarterback run. Hooker's been terrific. He went for over 100 yards in the Florida game. If you want to play kind of inside and be in position to kind of help in that running game, now you're going to get lots of inside routes, whether it's a slant on a quick, whether it's an in, which they hit countless ones, or a post where you run past safeties, and they were able to do that against Alabama. The offense works as long as you have a trigger man. I kind of liken this team now to what we saw in 2019 with Burrow and company, right? Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, this receiver core. And remember, Cedric Tillman's not available. He wasn't available in this game. When he comes back, you put him with Jalin Hyatt, who had the 5 touchdown catches, Brew McCoy, the kid that transferred from USC, and that Ramel Keaton, who catches everything. This is a really potent offense.
So I'm curious, though, Rick, from the Alabama side, does this game even matter? I mean, because I was actually with a buddy of mine. I was with a fraternity brother of mine. He's a big Alabama fan. I didn't even realize it. He's a big Alabama fan. And I said, they're still going to win the SEC West. They're still going to go to the SEC Championship. And if they win that game, they're still going to the college football playoff. I mean, to me, it almost feels like it was irrelevant. Am I wrong?
Maybe Nick Saban's best tact as a coach is knowing which game he can lose. Because you're exactly right. This was the crossover game. You know, West versus East, so he can afford to lose this one and get himself in there. And think this through, Ross. What if Tennessee loses in Athens in a couple of weeks when they go and play Georgia? Georgia goes to the championship game, loses to Alabama as they did last year, and we have 3 1-loss teams. And throw in Ole Miss. They get beat by Alabama, and they end up with only 1 loss. We have 4 1-loss teams from the SEC. Now, you can't hardly imagine a table for 4 in the college football playoff from the SEC. But if there were carnage around the country, it wouldn't be that far outside the realm of possibility.
That is amazing. Who do you think is the best team right now, Rick?
Ohio State. Ohio State looks to have corrected. Now, we haven't seen the epic game for them. The Notre Dame game right now is kind of falling off the table as a real challenge, even though it was Notre Dame in week one and so forth. But Ohio State offensively, and remember, they're doing everything that they're doing without Jackson Smith and Jigba, who's going to be coming back here soon. Once he's right, you put him with those other receivers, Marvin Harrison Jr. and company, and you've got C.J. Stroud. That's been proven. You've got two big-time running backs in Henderson and Williams. Both, when the other's hurt, ends up having a marquee game. And I go back to a defense with Jim Knowles that's been kind of corrected. So if Ohio State does what I expect them to do, they've got Iowa and Penn State the next couple of weeks. I think Ohio State's the best team in the country.
Curious about your thoughts on C.J. Stroud. You know, I know that every player is unique, and you can't just look at the track record of other guys from their school. But watching Justin Fields last Thursday night, I couldn't help but think a little bit, Rick, about C.J. Stroud's draft stock. I know he makes some good throws, but when you watch Ohio State, Rick, he never has a muddied pocket. His receivers are unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, last year, Chris Olave, I mean, the deep post to Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, nobody's within 10 yards of him. That is not the way NFL football is, and you know it. And I wonder how much that hurts the Ohio State quarterbacks because they're so used to a clean pocket, crazy open receivers, and then they get to the NFL, it's not like that at all.
Well, they have kind of had their way this year, and it's one of the reasons I'm telling you they're my pick for the best team in the land. But if you'll remember when Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave were having their pro day,
yeah,
the guy throwing to him was C.J. Stroud, and every pro scout that was there came away saying, Wilson, yes, Olave, yes, but Stroud, oh my, yes.
Really?
In terms, yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, it was an oh my session in terms of the balls that he was throwing. You can't downgrade him because he's got some time, and there's plenty of film if you go back and look at some of the games where he does make plays in the pocket, extends plays with his legs, makes the big run. C.J. Stroud is a terrific, terrific prospect right now. Right now, the two kids in the Tennessee game are both going to play in the NFL. C.J. Stroud's going to be a big timer in the NFL. And I tell you, the kid at Utah, Cam Rising, I don't know if you saw the Utah-USC game.
I did.
He's an NFL quarterback. He kind of, got the big shoulders, runs like Elway. You know, that kid is a real deal in Cam Rising.
Yeah, he had those gutsy runs late. That was an awesome game, too. It was a tremendous day. Rick, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate you coming on the show.
Wait a minute, Ross. You know, when I come on Dan's show, I usually have a little song.
And since
it's you.
Okay.
I figured quickly what we do is we just do a little song that you can have as your jingle when you're hosting DP,
okay.
When DP's,
I
the cat's away kind of thing. It's Ross Tucker in the morning in for Dan. It's Ross Tucker in the morning in for Dan. It's who the hell's Ross Tucker? He's one crazy mother. It's Ross Tucker in the morning in for Dan. There you go, boy.
Rick, that was amazing. That was amazing. I interviewed Rick at the Army-Navy last year, and he said, I have some John Madden in me. Now he does that. Rick, you're like, I need to interview you more. I love it. Thank you so much.
I'm available. Fired football coaches have one thing in common. We're available. Exactly.
Thanks so much for coming on, Rick. Really appreciate it.
Take care, my friend.
That guy is awesome.
You got your own song.
Yeah. I mean, and I forgot that he does that with you guys. I forgot that he has. I wish I had any type of musical talent whatsoever. I have nothing. Singing, instruments, nothing. Seton, you definitely play like guitar or something, right?
Yeah.
I would have bet a lot of money on that. Why? Because you like music? Because you have tattoos?
Maybe.
Am I like typecasting you
as a guitar
player?
I feel like you're stereotyping
player?
Me a
yes.
little bit.
Yes. Fritzy, I'm not feeling... Fritzy, I think you could be maybe a surprise singer.
I like to sing. I don't know how good I am at it, but I like to sing. I used to play at Mean Kazoo back in the day.
I picture you singing doing like Frank Sinatra covers.
I'm more of a Hall & Oates Billy Joel.
You know what's so funny? This whole weekend when I was up at West Point working out – in my earbuds, best of Billy Joel.
Fantastic.
Billy Joel's awesome. I mean, during the Allentown song, I was like 130 with my heart rate. It was awesome. I was getting fired up about what they did to the construction workers in Allentown.
That doesn't sound like a football pump-up song to learn about the demise of the American worker right before you're going to run out and just tear someone's head off.
Well, no, it's not. I'm not. I was working out at 8 a.m. in the morning.
But you were throwing some weight around, right?
No, I was like doing the steps. Oh. Steps in front of the Thayer Hotel. Marvin, you definitely have musical ability.
I'm Luther Vandross in the shower.
Yeah.
I am phenomenal.
Yeah, you have a great voice.
Thank you. All right, hold on. I was just playing.
Paulie?
I played the drums in like fifth and sixth grade. There's a reason I stopped. I think everyone agreed I should stop. The band leader, me.
You know what instrument I played? I took like five lessons with a trombone. I went trombone because when they showed it to us, I thought that looked sweet. Like the guy like... like, you know, the trombone, it looked like you're almost like punching somebody. I thought that was awesome. Turns out it's real, real hard to play. We haven't even gotten the best of the worst of the weekend from you guys yet. We'll do that when we come back. 19 minutes past the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
This family takes turns turning heads. Brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now is for you to drive them off the lot. The Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs. A family of unrivaled vehicles waiting at your local dealer. Maybe that's what Jordan Poyer was in on his 15-hour drive from Buffalo to Kansas City. I guess he's got a partially collapsed lung, so they weren't comfortable with him flying because of the pressure, but he can run into 300-pound men on the field. That is interesting, isn't it? I mean, that's wild.
You played in the NFL. What do you think the logistics between that? Jordan Poyer has to drive 15 hours. Does he drive by himself? Do they hire a service? Do they have, like, a staffer to make sure he's safe, drive the whole way? What do you think?
It was supposedly a service, but I got to think there was somebody from the Bills with him. And so my whole thing would be like, can't we get a plane and just like fly low? Can't we like helicopter and like stop in Cleveland? Let's helicopter and then we stop in, I don't know, what else? What's between Cleveland and Kansas City? Name a city.
Chicago.
Yeah.
St. Louis?
Yeah, probably. I actually love geography, but I mean, there's a lot of cities between them. Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Oh, a hotbed.
I bet. Yeah. Fritzy?
And he could communicate with the pilot just as he starts feeling the pressure. Then they just bring it down a little bit. It's like, ah, oh, I'm feeling that in my ribcage. Okay, now we bring it down. Oh, no.
Yes.
Paul. I got another NFL question for you. Is it fair to say when you were a rookie, you were a borderline NFL player and you were doing anything you can to stay on the team?
Absolutely.
Okay. I asked you this because there was a rookie special teamer for the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
And he got the fumble and he ran. He was very excited. He got a fumble on a play and helped the team lock up the victory.
Yeah.
He ran over to the sidelines. Bill Belichick, during the game, he hands the ball like, here, coach, this is for you. And Belichick looked at him like, what are you doing, dude? And like one of the assistants kind of took the ball and it was almost embarrassing.
It was very embarrassing.
Very embarrassing. Yeah.
Can you understand it, though?
It was crazy awkward. No.
Like, what the hell am I going to do with this thing?
No, why would he be giving the ball to Belichick?
He's a borderline player. It's his dream to play for Coach Belichick. No.
Nothing. So he's like giving it to him like because Belichick tied George Halas, or he's giving it to him like, thank you for this opportunity?
Bill Belichick treated him like he was a media member and not a player on his team.
Bill Belichick was totally aghast
that this
kid tried this. I like your Belichick voice.
It's not really much of a voice.
Bill Belichick, according to Pro Football Talk, respectfully declined an invitation to Robert Kraft's Friday night wedding because, after all, it's football season and the Patriots had a game on Sunday. Number one, how do we know it's respectfully? And number two, isn't that interesting that Tom Brady went to the wedding, but Bill Belichick didn't? Do you guys have a sounder where you go, dun, dun, dun? Yes.
Of course we did.
I forgot that you had that.
What is it? Is there any bigger football guy violation than scheduling a fall wedding? Ooh. Robert Kraft is supposed to be a football guy. And I know he's a businessman first, but scheduling a fall wedding is the faux pas for sports guys.
It's unacceptable. I will say Friday night, it's funny because if you're like from Boston or New York, Friday night's acceptable. If you tried to pull that in central Pennsylvania, you'd get punched in the face. You can't have a Friday night in the fall wedding.
What about a wedding in the South on a Saturday afternoon or evening? That is, with college football, that
oh,
would
no.
be...
My buddy, my producer on Raw Sucker podcast, he got married to a girl from Baton Rouge on a Saturday in the fall, and they checked the schedule. And they specifically made it a night game because LSU had like a noon game or something. Because they said to them, if you have it the same time as LSU game, people won't go. They switched the time of the game. So they said to them, listen, like, we're not even kidding. You have to have it. You have to have monitors. You have to have the game on if you want people to go. So they did. They had the game on so that people at the reception could be watching the game rather than participating in it. Seton?
See, I think that if you're the owner of a football team and you schedule a wedding in the fall, that is essentially an invitation to everyone in your organization. Like, that's one way to guarantee that Bill Belichick is not showing up at my wedding, is if I schedule a wedding in the middle of a, like, on a Friday or something when there's a game coming up. There's no way.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Brady was there.
Yeah, and he was probably like, oh, Christ, Tom. Of course. Well, actually, though, given the two of them, I'd rather have Brady at my wedding than Bill.
Of course.
So maybe it's not that bad, but it's like, who you don't want to
eat. You know what's funny about that? I heard a story one time about Chip Kelly like that, that, you know, they moved the Eagles Christmas party and he didn't go. And I know that the ownership didn't like that. You know, it was like, it was important to the owner. If it's a Christmas party, the head coach should be there. Best and worst of the weekend, Marvin.
Best of the weekend, Joe Burrow going back to New Orleans for the first time since he won the national championship. And the real best part was him wearing a Ja'Marr Chase LSU jersey into the stadium. I thought that was pretty cool. Worst of the weekend, man, the Kansas Jayhawks losing two straight. And they lost to Oklahoma, who's been getting housed lately. After their 5-0 start, Kansas kind of cooled off.
Seton?
Bailey Zappi is rolling on. Bailey Zappi, he 309 yards. He went 24 for 34, two touchdowns. Patriots all over the Browns. I love a quarterback controversy there.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. It's great.
Bailey Zappi 2 years ago was playing at Houston Baptist, and they have a CVS. Like it's like a half stadium, half CVS. Houston Baptist. Have you guys heard about that?
It's a pharmacy right next door.
Last year, Marvin, he came to West Point with Western Kentucky, and Army beat him. And now he's starting at Lambeau Field. Yeah, unbelievable.
Balling out of control.
What's your worst, Seton?
It's just kind of a bestie worst. All right. But Josh Naylor from the Guardians, home run. He's rounding the bases, doing the baby, rocking the baby to sleep thing.
Yeah.
I think that celebration is absolutely hilarious. My question is the boldness of doing it when you're still losing, and then you go on to still lose the game anyway. It takes a little bit of the sting out of the celebration.
But my question on that is, isn't the next batter or the next time you go up, aren't you going to get ear-holed?
Not in a playoff game. Not in a game five. I don't think the Yankees can do payback tonight. They can't pop someone on base.
Guess what? I would remember, and next year in the regular season, I'd see who goes to sleep like a baby. I don't like that. Fritzy?
My best of the weekend, the way the relief pitcher stepped up for both Houston and Seattle. Saturday's ALDS 18-inning affair. These guys were pitching like crazy inning after inning, and it stayed 0-0 till finally a Jeremy Pena hit a home run in the top of the 18th. So a shout out to all the relief pitchers that were in that game. Worst of the weekend, all the other exciting college football games and MLB playoffs overshadowed the now 6-0 Syracuse Orange, already bowl eligible, taking down the Wolfpack of NC State.
Is that where you went?
My son goes there. Oh, I went to NYU.
We didn't know your son went there. Cool.
6-0 Syracuse.
Polly, why are you so hard on Fritzy? He's the man. Seriously. Every comment he makes, you got to dig him.
Syracuse.
Stop picking on Fritzy. I love Fritzy.
We also love Fritzy. Syracuse football's elite.
They're not elite, but they're 6-0. It's the best of the weekend.
Ole Miss Rebels.
Where was the worst? Oh, the worst.
My worst was that Syracuse didn't get enough attention because of everything else going on.
Is that a Fritzy thing where his worst is always like actually a best?
It's like a passive aggressive type worst of the weekend.
Yeah, that is such. That's not a worst.
It's kind of two best.
Your worst is like, yes, exactly, Paulie.
I'll go with the Ole Miss Rebels. 448 rushing yards on Auburn. Wow, they look pretty good. Ole Miss just has to hold serve for a couple more weeks until they get to play Alabama. That'll be fantastic. And the Illinois Fighting Illini, shockingly 6-1. They've lost one game this year by 3 points to Indiana. If somehow Illinois can beat Nebraska, Michigan State, and Purdue, which is both not easy and not as tough as it normally is, they would be at Michigan on November 19th in the Big House. That'd be good TV.
That would.
Not enough people talking about Illinois, by the way.
Yeah, Illinois-Syracuse.
It's like an eclipse.
Yeah, we really needed that update.
My best of the weekend.
Fair point.
My best of the weekend is that it was probably the best Philadelphia sports weekend I can remember in a long time. You win game three of the NLDS on Friday, game four NLDS and clinch on Saturday. then you take down the Cowboys to go 6-0 on Sunday. I mean, you can literally throw a baseball from Citizens Bank Park to Lincoln Financial Field. The city of Philadelphia, sports-wise right now, is on fire. My worst of the weekend, Penn State got absolutely run over by Michigan. We haven't even talked about Michigan. That was a top 10 matchup. Michigan ran them over.
They hung in there for a while.
They had the lead.
With 17-16.
They had a defensive touchdown. They had the lead. But then, wow, Michigan, very impressive up front on both sides of the ball. How about TCU, by the way? TCU, and I don't even know who their coach is anymore after Patterson left. I got to look up who their coach is. But TCU's kind of got it going again. They had dropped off. Oh, they got the guy that was at SMU, right?
Sonny Dykes.
Yeah, Sonny Dykes. That's right. They got the guy who was at SMU. Awesome. Let's get to best and worst. How about Dakota, who's in Indiana? Interesting decision. What's up, Dakota?
Hey, Ross, Danettes, what's going on? Got a best and best of the weekend. Went up to the Michigan-Penn State game with my father-in-law. Awesome atmosphere. Go Blue. Then I took my dad to the Colts-Jaguars game. Awesome game by Matt Ryan. Suck it, front row.
Wow. Thank you, Dakota. So he went to a college game on Saturday with his father-in-law, an NFL game on Sunday with his dad. That's a heck of a weekend. I'm mad that I said bye to Dakota. I should have said to him, which trip did you like better? Who do you like better? Who would you rather go to a game with, your dad or your father-in-law? 877-3DP-SHOW is the number. Hopefully get to a couple more calls to end the show. You can always hit us up on Twitter, at DP Show. I am at Ross Tucker, NFL. And we're going to talk about what we learned and then preview tonight. Guardians, Yankees, Broncos, Chargers. Which one are you going to watch more of? And I'm especially curious, Guardians, Yankees. Is there anyone out there that's not a Yankees fan that's rooting for the Yankees? Right? The Yankees are like Alabama or the Cowboys or Lakers. You either root for them or you root against them. Is there an argument that can be made to root for the Yankees tonight, even if you are not a Yankees fan? Not for me. Let's go Guardians. 39 minutes past the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
The numbers don't lie. In the last decade, over 4 million people have chosen SimpliSafe Home Security to protect their home. At SimpliSafe, your safety is the only thing that matters. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring at simplisafedan.com. Final segment of the show on a Monday. Ross Tucker filling in for Dan. He will be back tomorrow. Really appreciate those of you that check us out and hit me up on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. We are at DP Show. Love Chat Row and love those of you that give any of my podcasts a shot. When you don't get a chance to be listening to Dan, you can always catch up on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast or the Even Money Betting Podcast. Before we get to what we learned for the day, I want to get some poll results because I'm curious about how those poll results are wrapping up here, Seton.
So we asked you the most surprising NFL outcome this weekend. Your choices were Falcons beating the 49ers, Steelers over the Bucks, Jets all over the Packers, or the Giants beating the Ravens. And right now, 47% say Jets over the Packers, followed by Steelers Bucks. Nobody's surprised about Giants-Ravens. That's surprising.
No, I mean, the Giants went into the game with a better record.
Yeah, but it's...
I think it's Bucks over Steelers, but I can see why people said Packers. I think people didn't expect the Packers to lose 2 weeks in a row to the Giants and Jets like that. And the game was not even competitive. All right, so tonight's game. We've got Guardians-Yankees, Game 5, NLDS. We've got Broncos-Chargers. Marvin, take me through your guesstimate as to your viewing habits tonight and who you're rooting for in the baseball game. Who are you rooting for in both games?
For the Monday Night Football game, the answer is no. And
you're not watching?
No, not one second.
Okay. And
You know what?
Do you want the Broncos to win because Fritzy's your boy? Or is it more fun and humorous for you if they lose and you get more enjoyment out of it on the show?
No.
I think either answer is acceptable.
Fritzy's pretty serious about the Broncos, and his energy level is up and not in a good way. He is furious about the Broncos.
If they lose.
Especially this season. And it's not even the losses. It's the way they've been losing.
Yeah.
Which is really pissing him off, something terrible.
Oh, no, I've heard. I listen to the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you know what? I'm going to root for the Yankees. I think we need a big team in it.
Who's your squad? Do you have a squad?
I don't.
Okay.
I liked Ken Griffey as a kid, so kind of the Mariners.
So even though you're not a Yankees fan, you're rooting for the Yankees fan. Is that for the good of the show? So that there's a big market team? I mean, Philly's a pretty big market, but just like you think it's a better storyline if it's Yankees Astros than if it's Astros Guardians.
Oh, for sure.
Probably.
You got to think the NLCS, right. No disrespect to the Phillies or the Padres, but I didn't even know the Phillies were playoff eligible until they clinched.
Yeah. Seton? So hold on a second. Marvin, are you gonna watch the baseball game?
Yes.
Okay. Seton?
I'll probably flip between the two. Maybe throw in an episode of something else while I'm doing all that, too.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like, I don't know, throw on an Alone or something like that, and then be like, all right, now that's over. Let me flip back between these three. Yeah.
Rooting for or against the Yankees? I know the answer to that one.
Yeah, I'll root for the Yankees.
Why? I thought you were a Red Sox guy.
No, I'm not a Red Sox guy. I grew up a Yankee fan. I just kind of, you know what, honestly, like, I just, after the, it really was what ruined me as a fan of the Yankees was Alex Rodriguez.
Really?
I got so sick of defending the Yankees constantly, and then they would just bring in more sluggers that you're like, well, who the hell knows what these guys are on, too? It just, it really tarnished the team for me.
That's interesting. What about Broncos Chargers? You rooting to support Todd? Do you want the Broncos to win, or do you want them to lose so that Todd's miserable?
It really has very little to do with Todd at all, but I'm rooting for the Chargers.
Okay. So you bet on the Chargers.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fritzy, you don't need to answer the second question.
My brother's a giant fan of the Red Sox, so I would like to see the Yankees bow out in front of the home Bronx crowd. And see.
You're not
parties.
A Yankees fan?
I am not. I went to many Yankee
games
growing
Astros.
Up.
Oh, yeah, you're Astros. That's right, you're Astros.
But, yeah, I'd like to see the Guardians move on. I think it was exciting the way the atmosphere was with the Padres. So seeing some of these other teams get a chance that don't spend as much money is always fun to see that.
What will be your setup during the Broncos game? Do you watch it with anybody else, or do you need to be in an isolated environment?
I prefer isolation. My wife will pop in. My son's obviously away at college. My daughter stays up in her room because she gets very nervous hearing me scream and curse at the TV. It really gets her.
Do you really scream and curse?
I do. I act as if I'm on the sidelines or I'm like in the front row at the 50-yard line.
You should have her video that. That would be great content.
We did do that once recently.
Not as great as you think.
It didn't come out as well as everybody had hoped.
And I didn't say it.
Paulie?
I think, you know, the long-suffering history for the Guardians franchise, almost 7 months the Guardians have not been in the World Series. You're talking about the Cleveland Indians here. The Cleveland Indians are one of the most rooted-for teams, the most underdog teams in sports history. Once the Cubs won, there's little teams like the Lions and the Cleveland Indians' history is about losing. They made movies about it, a series of movies about Cleveland baseball franchise.
Major League is such a good movie.
So as much as it's good for baseball, for the Yankees to be in it, there wouldn't be special if somehow the Guardians/Cleveland Indians got into the World Series. It's one of the last great sports stories that's still out there now that the Cubs have won.
I still just want the Astros to lose. I still hate the Astros for cheating. How does it make you feel, Fritzy?
I can totally appreciate and understand that, but it was 5 years ago, and they've proven that they're a great team, cheating
or not
cheating.
That was 5 years ago?
2017, right? 5 years ago.
Wow. Do you still, like, when I say that they're cheaters and I hate them, does that hurt you?
Not really. I'm sure they finagled some things, and there's proof of whatever they were doing and banging trash cans and everything.
No, they were doing it.
But it's not like in 2017 they were incredible, and the years before and after that they were awful or mediocre. They've been proving before, during, and after that they're every bit as good as the 2017 season.
You know, I guess who wins Guardians-Yankees, I can be happy about that. Like, if it's Yankees, I'll go with Marvin and be like, okay, it'll be a better topic, Yankees, Astros, whatever. If it's Guardians, I'll just be so happy from the people for Cleveland. So happy. Paulie?
The 2016 Astros missed the playoffs. The next year, when they reportedly were cheating, they won the World Series. So it was a pretty big difference.
But what have they done since then?
They've been very good. They're always 90, 100 wins, yeah.
Everybody's waiting for that big drop after 2017, so they're going to have to wait at least a sixth year for that to happen.
I will watch Broncos Chargers, and I will, like, beg and plead for the Broncos to be watchable. Do you feel like – I feel like a lot of people are rooting against Russell Wilson. Why don't people like him?
Those commercials, for one thing, is enough to root against him. Those cheese ball Subway commercials and the Let's Ride saying that constantly after an embarrassing game in a press conference to have to feel a need to say that. It just sounds utterly ridiculous.
That's my quarterback.
And that's, Fritzy, yeah, that's my team,
Fritzy,
and my quarterback.
You're selling out. You're wearing a Dangerous Wilson T-shirt right now.
Well, we're going to find out a lot tonight about his and the team's heart. This is a game that they have to win or they're 2-4 and you can wrap it up.
Love it. We're going to find out about his heart. What did you guys learn today?
I learned Rick Neuheisel believes Utah's Cam Rising is the real deal, an NFL quarterback with big shoulders.
Rick Neuheisel always got a song ready to go.
You hate dome stadiums.
Long drive for the safety from the Bills.
I learned that Fritzy stands up and yells at the TV and screams and acts like he's on the sideline.
And I wear a Broncos horse head and I'm dressed in total Broncos orange and blue.
I got to get that video. I didn't see that. I know you guys say it's not great, but I still need to enjoy it. Thanks for listening, watching, whatever, everybody. Have a great day.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.